Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I am a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, I'm calling about an order that was supposedly placed by me for a product in a monthly subscription I don't know anything about.
Okay, sure. Let's get your account pulled up. Could you verify your first and last name, please?
Brian Williams.
Thank you. And I am pulling your account up for us now. Okay, yes, sir. Is your address 1132 Jamie Drive, Grand Prairie, Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, sir. And yes, sir, it does look like someone purchased a blender that makes milkshakes and smoothies and paid the shipping and handling of $9.95. And when this person did that, it was a free welcoming gift for the Consumer Gadget Club. It's a shopping membership. I see they charged you $54.95. That would be a monthly charge. You would get a $125 gift card each month. But you never purchased a blender, sir?
No, ma'am. I never purchased a blender. I don't have a blender in my house.
Okay. Yes, sir. So this is definitely fraud on your account. We do take fraud very seriously. We'll be glad to work with the local authorities, provide them with the IP address of the device that was used to make the purchase. And you are wanting a refund for the $54.95, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. And I do see we can do that, that she got that, and I can definitely go ahead and refund that for us now. Your $54.95 will be back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days. The account is definitely canceled. There'll be no more charges whatsoever. Can I please give you a confirmation number whenever you're ready?
Is it just for the one $54, or is it for since December?
Okay, we can go back till December. Okay, let me pull that back up for us. We can do that also. You haven't filed a dispute on these charges yet, have you, sir?
Filed anywhere?
A dispute with the bank or the credit card?
No, ma'am.
Awesome. Okay. No problem. Let's go ahead and get, that's going to be December. January's was declined. It did not go through. So it was December 10th, February 8th, in March 11th, and then the one for today did not go through. So that's 3 amounts of $54.95. And I am refunding the last one for us now. You will have, oops, didn't want to go through. Let's see. I can get it. I'll have to send it over to my supervisor really quick and ask her to please refund it for us. But your 3 refunds of $54.95. We'll all be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. I just want to make sure she receives this one before we get off the phone. That way I can be sure everything went through correctly.
Right. I got you.
Okay. And it'll take me just a moment. I almost have it completed. And then I'll have a confirmation number. Did I already give it to you or not yet?
Oh, no, not yet. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, no problem. I couldn't remember. After giving it every phone call, you never remember if you did it to this customer or not. Sorry about that.
No, you're right.
Okay, she has received it. And that confirmation number is going to be C as in Charlie, 662914012.
C66-291-4012? Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today, please, sir?
Oh, what was your name?
Crystal.
Okay. No, that's all. I appreciate you helping me out.
Most definitely. You'll have all your refunds back in 3 to 5 business days and no more charges whatsoever, sir.
Okay, thank you much.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, please. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.
You too, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling customer service.